Hi, I'm Jim Stroud, and this is my podcast. I have been watching events unfold concerning George Floyd and was inspired to write a very long blog post about it. Much of my comments go against the conventional wisdom espoused in the mainstream media. I really hope you will review it and leave a comment on this highly controversial issue. I'm going to read just a little bit for you in just a moment. I might make a few edits, but if you are listening to this podcast now, then I've already made all my edits and it's posted on my blog, jimstroud.com. The title of my blog post is, I Think I Saw a Murder. Now, I'm not so sure. Stay tuned.
This podcast is sponsored by SuperPass, the go-to software for out-the-box content, websites, and mobile apps. With the SuperPass platform, you can create your own branded website and native mobile apps to host your digital content, subscribers, and more. Do you have quality content that you want to share with the world in a beautiful and intuitive site? If so, then SuperPass can provide the tech solution for you. Hold all your digital content in one place, your brand, your way. Check out superpass.app. That's SUPAPASS.app.
1 week ago today, George Floyd, an African-American man, died in Powderhorn, a neighborhood south of downtown Minneapolis, Minnesota, United States. While Floyd was handcuffed and lying face down on the street during an arrest, Derek Chauvin, a white Minneapolis police officer, kept his knee on the right side of Floyd's neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. According to the criminal complaint against Chauvin, 2 minutes and 53 seconds of that time occurred after Floyd became unresponsive. Video of the incident hit the internet, spread across social media, and has been shown frequently throughout mainstream media. One of the videos capturing the event showed Floyd repeating, "Please, I can't breathe, Mama, and don't kill me." After Floyd's death, demonstrations and protests in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area were initially peaceful on May 26, but later that day became violent as windows were smashed at a police precinct. Two stores were set on fire and many stores were looted and damaged. Some demonstrators skirmished with police who fired tear gas and rubber bullets. Additional protests developed in over 100 cities throughout all 50 states in the United States as well as internationally. Since the incident took place, Derek Chauvin has been charged with murder and his wife has filed for divorce. In a sense, justice has been served and the righteous anger addressed. Yet, riots, looting, and civil unrest persist. What will happen in the resulting aftermath? What will change? For one, more people will suffer for months, even years, as businesses already struggling from COVID-19 after effects literally see their businesses evaporate in smoke. The blood, sweat, and tears poured into the small business enterprises over a number of years, annihilated in a day, will also result in workers being unemployed during the highest unemployment rate in our nation's history. A secondary concern is the resurgence of coronavirus cases as the social distancing narrative repeated in the mainstream media feels woefully abandoned, which makes me wonder, one, the severity of the virus when there is so little alarm being echoed in the media about it, and two, if the reporting of the media on matters of such importance can be suspect, can I ever truly trust the mainstream media? This is not to suggest that any organization maintained by humans is 100% infallible. It is to say this event and others like it have caused me to further research what I hear on TV, read online, and decide to pass on in social media. A third concern that has been building momentum in what I call the alternative media. It is what's being referred to as a hidden agenda being perpetrated on the public, fanning racial hatred towards some nefarious end. One piece of evidence towards that claim being pallets of bricks placed in the pathway of protesters where no construction has been taken place. It's as if someone wanted to use the George Floyd protests to encourage discord in America. All of these concerns and more have been running through my mind quite a bit lately. I don't have any answers, and the more I ponder all of these things and research all these things, the more questions I seem to have. In my essay here, I'm going to just share my random thoughts and questions with the hope that in your responses and comments, I can receive some form of enlightenment, some type of direction on how to perceive things as they are. And maybe I can, I don't know, predict a bit on what will happen next. That's just a snippet of a very long post that I hope you'll find on jimstroud.com. Please go check it out and let me know what you think. I so want to hear from you. If you love what you heard, hate what you heard, or don't know what you just heard, I want to know about it. You can leave a comment concerning this podcast on my website at www.jimstroud.com. In addition to finding source material and related information for this podcast episode, you'll find other goodies that I hope will make you smile. And if you have not already, please subscribe to my website. Your continued support keeps this podcast train chugging down the track.
That's what ransomware is all about. It's psychological pressure.
Ransomware, when your computer's hacked into and your data held ransom. Attacks are on the rise, and Russian gangs are making billions of dollars.
The moment I got that message, I knew our greatest fears that we ever have are starting to come true.
The post-Cold War era is over.
.com, the hacking. A new season from Crowd Network with me, Katie Puckrick. Just search for .com, that's D-O-T-C-O-M, and subscribe.